Very interesting, but I had the police come to my door, so I was dragged away for a minute. Nothing too serious, but I was dragged away from your stream. But it was really good stuff, good ideas, man, coming out of there, mate. Don't worry about it, Son. It's all good. Never a dull moment in my life, trust me. How are you all doing anyway? It's been a while, man. It's been a while. Just the usual shenanigans. We'll let some people delve into the room. So I'll give it a wee moment or two. And yeah, we'll get going, man. So give us a wee second and I'll come right back at ease. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have now surpassed Juno Community Call number 20 and we're now on 21. Can you believe it? Since the dark days of the bear market when we started this Twitter space. I just can't believe we're at 21 now, which is cool, man. I know it's been a wee while. We've had a little bit of a break, but we thought we'd kind of let the charter sort of do its thing. But yeah, I think we're close to it now. The implementation should be happening shortly. I'm seeing it on Discord. Exciting times. We're just waiting on some, I believe, some designs for the imaging for Dal from Julius at Design Dal. So that's looking great. And I'll see this probably go on chain, I reckon, this week. Don't quote me, but it's going to be this week. So excited to see that. And I'm looking forward to working with some new people and seeing what these three departments and the council will be doing going forward. It's a really exciting time to be involved in Juno. So what you guys been up to, you know, last the community of you, how you seeing the market, how you feeling about Juno these days? Are you involved in anything that's been built? You know, I've been talking to some other projects recently, one today actually. There is people out there that are building stuff. I just want to get a general gist of what the community's doing and anything interesting that you guys have been up to as well. What are you excited about on the chain? What are you excited about the interchain? You know, give us it all, raise your hand and we'll get you up and have a chat. Thanks for coming on. Noise folks have hopped in as well. Recently they did an airdrop to the general community. Pretty amazing concept, revolutionising, you know, the airdrop system that they come out with. Albeit I had 5 or 6 wallets and didn't get any work on any of them, but, you know, you win some, you lose some. But yeah, so we'll get them up in a little bit as well. And I think Ray will pop in as well, just to say hello and we're gonna give us any updates on chart and stuff like that as well. So yeah, the point of the call today is just a simple little update. Usually I have updates from the core team, but there's no any core members here today. I know some of them are a wee bit busy. Jake said he might pop on a wee bit later. He's doing some personal things. So what we'll do is I'll just go through. There was not much in governance recap. So again, I think we had the V17 upgrade a wee while back. I know there's V18 in the pipeline by running it on Uni Testnet. Reese is just constantly shipping stuff as normal. But I think in terms of infrastructure, timeline, I think he's pretty much nailed everything that he set out to do, which is amazing. Plus he's involved in other things as well. There's chats about working with another DEX and stuff like that on Juno. There's loads of things that are happening in the background, but as of the past few weeks, I just wanted to put a wee stall on what we were up to in terms of like planning and operations and stuff, because I think we just let the charter get started now and we start bringing in some fresh talent, fresh ideas like Tank and stuff like that as well. It'd be great to get these guys on board. But how are you doing anyway, Tank, man? You had a good stream today. Everything else okay in life?
Yeah, hey. Just currently at the Fiat mine at the office trying to make some of these mouth guards for people. But yeah, it was a fun stream this morning. It was unintentionally a very innovative stream with my comments. Or I think it was maybe one of you. Maybe you said it or Rama. But like, you know, with finding ways to use Akash. And then I was thinking, man, this would be really cool for a proof of stake network, kind of like Juno, that is going to be governed by the people, by DAOs, to maybe look at. So I don't know. It was really fun. It was really fun. I appreciate you guys stopping in.
Oh, great, mate.
Did someone say DAOs?
Hi, Jake. How are you doing? You say DAOs three times and he appears.
I'm good. I've been busy. I've been traveling a lot. I'm fucking stoked for the future. I don't know if you already announced it. I just joined the space, but the department sub-DAOs are live and we're going to be studying elections really soon.
Excellent.
So,
I did mention that was I mentioned the Discord chat. I'm just catching up on Discord. I'm hardly on it these days, but yeah, it looks like everything's now technically on DAO. They are all up.
I need to post a video as well, because you can actually on DAO, you can make a proposal on Juno Network to do something on one of these sub DAOs, all with UI. It's really, I think it'll be like really, really cool. I could imagine if you could make a proposal to do something with like the All in Bits treasury or the ICF treasury. Obviously, that's pure fantasy land, but on Juno, it's possible.
What I'll do after this call, mate, I'm on for another couple of hours. I'll take a look at the video and I'll get the gist of it, and let's do a post on it, man. But let's align it together, and when this is ready to be implemented, let's just fucking get out there. Get the ball rolling. Fantastic work, mate. I know you've been totally rammed with us and other things. Yeah, appreciate it. I was chatting to Ray earlier on in a meeting before, and yeah, we're all super stoked to see this going forward. Like I mentioned before, I'm also interested to see what the other members of the new members of the DAOs of departments, as you coin it now, are going to be doing in this. It's good to see, man.
You know, I think it'll be a historical, correct me if I'm wrong, someone else please request to speak, but I think this is actually maybe Kujira had elections for their Senate thing. I was going to say that maybe this is a Cosmos first, but I should double check on that.
I'm not sure how the Senate works, man. It was I do know that ecosystem really well, but I'm not sure if it's got I'm not sure if it's under the hood. It's definitely not like DAO, but you know, it's elections and Senate representatives and stuff, but I can still say this is a first of its kind, Jake, what we are doing here.
Yeah, no, this is really, really cool to see. This is like governance evolved, and maybe we're not going to get 100% right the first time. I think we should probably assume that, but we can keep iterating and keep making things better. And if we keep doing that, I think Juno Network, the DAO, is going to go very far.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the charter implementation, right? So we had the prop pass, prop 319, but that doesn't do anything. That's just like a signal. That's like to say this is going to be happening. So what's the process now? So you went in and created three department sub DAOs and like defined memberships. So just talk to us a little bit of the nitty gritty and what's involved there.
So now we have to fill those sub DAOs with like members, right? Some of them have like members, like for example on development there's me and Reese, right? But we need to like fill out the sub DAOs because they have a minimum of three members each. I need to double check that number, but we need to make sure that there's enough people on those individual sub DAOs. Once we're there, we can create the council, and that's actually perfect timing because the veto contracts are mostly done for DAO now, and they're actually being audited by Oak Security. So, and also, shout out to AADAO for helping make that audit happen. They're looking to use veto as well with their new governance structure, and audits are fucking expensive. So I'm really glad they stepped in to like help make that happen. So we're going to have audited veto contracts, and like, hopefully, I think this is really possible when the council goes live and when all the treasury transfers happen, Reese is working on a big software upgrade that's going to implement a lot of the charter. When that happens, like veto and stuff will be there from day one, which is really exciting. And there will be DAO UI for it. So you can just go to DAO, go to the Juno governance page. And if you don't like what you're doing, you can like kick us all off or whatever you want. And there's UI for it. I'll make some videos. It's sick.
This is incredible stuff. And we were just talking about that earlier about, you know, how do we bring users in and remove the friction? You can put DAO on any real world organization, really, couldn't you? And just say, you know, if you don't like the elected members, it's just like click, click, click. I vote them off. Simple as that. You know, good to see you, man. And it makes it easy for everybody to get access. But I think also that it gives everyone an opportunity to really get involved in where they want to see Juno steered to, which is cool. I had another question there, but if you've got another comment to add on, please do.
My last update is that mesh security is progressing quite nicely, and we are like, basically at this point, we are feature complete. So we have slashing, we have all the different pieces. The next phase is sort of like testing. There will soon be a website on meshsecurity.com. They can go to and like actually get some tokens from a faucet and like really try it out for yourself. And so we're going to probably do a decent bit of like manual testing just to make sure everything is good before we send it off to the auditors. Because again, audits are really expensive and we don't want to have to like audit anything that we could have obviously caught for ourselves if we did like a bit of manual testing. But yeah, that's like going really well. I think Q1 next year is going to be really, really exciting. I've been talking with the Babylon team about Bitcoin restaking. Been talking with the Eigenlayer folks about like Ethereum restaking and how that can tie into Mesh. And 2024 is going to be fucking sick. I'm really stoked.
Bloody hell, Jake. That's really smashing news. I'm not going to lie, mate. Sounds really bullish, man. No joke. Let's stay on the chart for a little bit more, right? So you hear that, folks, right? We want to fill these positions, right? What do you want us to do to try and explain what the roles are? Do you want us to cover more on what the opportunities are in terms of like community relations, development, operations? Because I think the operations department is quite strong. Where do you feel, Jake, that you would like more positions filled? Because personally, I think community relations is pretty solid. As I said, operations is pretty solid. Where do you feel that you need more support, so to speak?
I actually feel like I think we have some good candidates for like Poroboru has stepped up for development department. I think he's a great candidate, but I would like to see a few more on the development department because obviously me and Reese were like pretty technical and we're very smart, but we actually need to balance that out, right? And it's important to even keep people like me and Reese in check because yeah, that's how accountability works. And so I think I would really like to see there was a wish list, some like really good candidates for like the development department as well.
Okay, cool. And development department, that also entails people writing documentation. You could have like little apprentices in there, mate. You know, is that what you're after as well?
You know, I think for the development department, I think this is one where people feel like, I'm not a developer. I can't be on the development department. I think if you are someone you really care about process, right, and you're like familiar enough with like the technology, right, so you can like try to like understand like the different aspects, but you don't write code yourself, that's fine. Like it's about making sure that like funds are being spent with like the right amount of justification and process, you know, and like representing community interests, right? And you don't have to be like a Rust developer to like make that happen.
Yeah, understood. That's great. Like I say, if anyone wants to really voice their interest, you know, just get in touch with us all. But I'd like to get Ray up and ask him a few questions on, because recently we have been talking about everything being discussed, like maybe like the community relations department, like i.e. us guys, finding a way where we can create a channel that it makes discussions public to the community so they know exactly what's happening. There's no more in the shadows, so to speak. You know, I'm not saying that was always the case with Juno, but what he's getting at is basically we have a public line to the community that they can all see what's happening discussions wise. Would you agree on that? I think it's something that it falls under our department, I think, to get that kind of idea like kind of ironed out and started, which I do think is a good idea. But yeah, something that we should be doing, I think. Hey, Ray. Welcome to the call, pal. Yeah, that should be you now, Ray. Thanks for coming up, man. Yeah, he's having problems with his mic today. That's something that I want to try and do. I don't really know the full plan yet in terms of like how we can try and achieve that, but I like the idea of you know, if there's like meetings between departments, then we put it to the council. Like, how do we, what's the best way we sort of make this sort of public? Do we use Discord? Do we have regular weekly meetings that are just public, like spaces? I'm not really too sure how we go about it yet, but I'd love some community input to try and give us some, if anybody's got any cool ideas on it, man, I'm all ears, of course, for sure.
Hey, is this working now?
Yeah, how you doing, Ray?
Good. Good. I'm trying the desktop.
No, it's all right, mate. I was just chatting about the public, keeping things public and keeping discussions in the open and stuff, you know, trying to make, you know, we're starting as a fresh year with the charter. You know, we want to get the community totally involved in it because at the end of the day, they have the right as a Juno DAO to make changes. So I suppose it's making a plan on how we go about making it public, you know, for the community to always have a line on what's going on. It's not just a line on them, but keeping them interested as well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about it a little bit in the Juno working group. I think it's open for the council and the, you know, operations department and each department to figure out, you know, how they want to present their public-facing communications. Obviously, if things can be unified and coordinated between all the groups on a single platform, that would make more sense for just people and Juno stakers being able to figure out what's going on. And then also, I think there'll be a reliance on the new website and the communications department to provide a unified place for people to see all of the activities, public meetings, interactions, and things like that that are being held, you know, on Juno, so that you know, Discord may be a little bit limiting for people because you have to know that Discord is needed to get to that point. So I think having something, we probably can agree to some degree that browsers, web browsers, HTTP, HTTPS is basically a unified, universal standard of access on any device. So making things available through a website, which then could direct to a specific tool that's used to actually view the public engagements, I think that's would make the most sense from my perspective.
I can do that. We can actually utilize the new website without a doubt. That's the one. I personally don't like Discord. I find chats get lost very easily in there, albeit, yeah, I do like the search button on it, but I just think I'm never in there. You know, it's very hard. And then when you're on so many different networks, it's just like, my God, the amount of notifications that you've got, it's very easily lost. But yeah, I think the website's the best way to go about it. Yeah, excellent. For example, like, today, right, I don't mind talking about this, like, but what I want to try and work out as well is, say a project that comes, I'm a known face in Juno, right, so I do chat to quite a lot of people. I'm sort of like a point of contact for some projects that are interested in maybe launching on Juno. So the process that I was chatting to you today about, Ray, was quite cool. I think as if someone comes to us as a communications department, it's like, can you maybe talk about what you were saying to me today about involving other departments? Like, how do you see that working together? So, you know, figure out, say we want to figure out a marketing like strategy for them, but I don't have the answers for a kind of development side for the project that might want to launch on Juno. So it's like, do you want these conversations public as well between departments? Like, where are we going with that?
Well, obviously, just to predicate everything with, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think that anything that's being discussed that deals with Juno, unless there's a specific and then documented and presented reason, you know, like talking money or whatever, even talking money is questionable. But I think everything should be public, like the interaction should be visible, so that it's clear that what coordination efforts are going on. And I think, you know, probably the first step is setting up a policy or setting up a procedure and just being clear with, like you're talking about, if you have new people interested in Juno or that want to reach out to organize something with Juno or in some way with Juno, you know, talking to the comms department is probably the first step. And then comms can figure out internally, like how they hand stuff off or how they coordinate with other departments. Like you're saying, you may need technical expertise. So, you know, you would define like when you would contact the dev department or operations and for what reasons and so on. But I think generally that these conversations should be public for just the idea of people being able to, you know, we spend a lot of time in this space with people saying, well, that's taken out of context. Well, you wouldn't have a contextual issue if the entire conversation was in a single place or in a public accessible thing. So, you know, moving between multiple, whatever you want to call them, channels of communication, and some are public and some are private, lead to misunderstandings. And I think if this is truly a decentralized organization run by the shareholders, they should have access to the information being used to make determinations and decisions.
Yeah, totally makes sense, mate. Thank you. I was going to ask Tank actually what your thoughts are on it, man. If you get any ideas, it's like you're going to be implemented as a part of operations now. Is that right?
Yeah, no. Actually, very interesting. I kind of wanted to touch base with people about that as well. But let's go into the processes. Like, I think we have to find out who gets on which sub-DAO, right? Kind of one of the things that I want to talk about, and it's funny, it's like, yeah, we've got nominated, but still the people have to vote us in, right? Like, so while nominated, it's not a sure thing. Like, the community can come out and just say, no, never mind, we don't want Tank. And that's totally fine. But I think we have to wait to see, you know, when things actually get finalized and then kind of put things forward. I do agree with Ray. I think, you know, there needs to be a flow between the sub DAOs, the communication and the operations. And like maybe whenever the communication happens with maybe a communication member, immediately the point of contact within the operation sub DAO needs to be notified and advised that, you know, that point of contact happened. Kind of like Ray was saying, like everything needs to be transparent. And so everybody's always in the loop. Again, we kind of have to find out like what the best processes is going to be for everybody. Like you were saying, you don't like Discord. I'll be honest with you. I hate Discord, but it's like a needed thing for me and what I've done thus far. But it can be very, very confusing. But yeah, it's kind of just, I think there's a process. It just needs to be transparent. And we'll find it once everybody gets voted on.
Yeah, I like the idea. I think we'll get like, I'm one for that. I'm very good at just reaching out to people and like, you know, hi, how's it going? And, you know, this is what's happening. But I did that with Ray today, actually. You know, it's just like keeping the ball rolling and everyone in the loop is great. So maybe like I kind of, I'll think of something from the comms. I'm keeping on naming his comms sub-DAO, you know what I mean? But yeah, we'll put a vote on, man, what we're going to be coined as. Is it still comms or is it going to be community relations? Because it gets a bit anyway, but I'll think of a way where we can try and create a bit of a public forum. It might be a bit confusing for people, but I think the website's definitely the place to go for a wee section in there. It just kind of leads you to where all this chat's happening, where the planning's going, but also maybe bi-weekly sort of updates, live streamed, or a Twitter space as well also is pretty useful. So maybe the general community call becomes the Juno charter call or something like that, you know what I mean? It's just like a bi-weekly sort of update of an overall what's going on as well. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ray. I just wanted to say, like, whenever I think about the charter and the sub-DAOs, like, I can't help but always, like, think about to my local county here and the way that we do our town halls and whatnot. Like, I don't think that, you know, I think a lot of what their processes is in the normal muggle world, it can be applied, right? Similarly to like how they hold their meeting minutes, how they record things, how anybody that's a citizen of this county that I live in could always just pull up from the webpage of the city and like find all the information. I think like Ray was saying, we just go to that process and just keep it there.
Yeah, sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Yeah, and I was just going to add with that too. I think you could look at it as, you know, and this could be a way for you to have like little burner working groups and sub-DAOs. So essentially, like in the instance of marketing comms gets a message from some organization, well, then the initial start would be to bring that to the council and say, hey, we've been contacted by XYZ. They want to talk about XYZ. And, you know, the council says, okay, well, let's create a group for that. So they assign their members from each of the departments to a working group. and they have all the discussions in public rather than doing all this backfill privately and saying, hey, we got contacted such and such. I think I would, like what I'm trying to encourage is that you can have your initial point of contact with one person, but once things start to exceed the individual's participation in something, that those groups get formed for who's going to participate. And that becomes a, you know, a public forum basically for that specific topic as long as it's needed. So spin up things when you need them. That should be clear as well. I know I'm babbling a little bit, but that would probably make it clear too. If you've got 15 different groups in the, you know, doing different things, you're probably not getting a lot done with anything. So should give you an opportunity to be hyper-focused on a couple of topics at a time and wrap them.
Yes, and not spreading yourself too thin, so to speak. Great shout. Awesome. Okay, so if that's everything so far with the charter, when are we going to see this sort of implemented then, Jake? You reckon you're going to... Well, let's talk off this call and we'll get this video sort of looked at and maybe put it out there. And yeah, so when we
going to see some audit action? Starts like December 4th. And so like ideally we have elections in these like next 2 weeks, right? And we get those sub-DAOs full. Like main task number one is get the sub-DAOs full. And then finally we can make the console. And this is just like doing all the testing for the next Juno upgrade, which will include a lot of fun stuff in it in addition to like other charter implementation tasks. So yeah. It'll be done before the end of the year. Goal is to get it done before like the holidays really kicked off. So like I'm targeting like if the audit's December 4th, they say a week, add maybe a few days on that, or like another, like I really hope before like December 20th, because then after that everyone's peaced out.
Yeah, got it. Thanks for updating us, guys. That's brilliant. Okay, so we've got a special guest in the house as well. Noise, are you available at the moment? Are you on comms?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Hey, thank you.
Nice to have you, man. I mean, have you actually been on one of the comms calls before, man?
I think
we had Simon before, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, I think Simon was here, I think a few months ago, like 4 or 5 months ago. But
it's
also
nice
I think it was a couple of times as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I just wanted to because a lot's happened. We've not had a community call for a wee while, so I thought I'd give you a wee shout out. You did a big airdrop to multiple chains, but one of them was Juno. Can you tell us a little bit about what the importance is of randomness and the interchain and what you guys are bringing to the table? For Juno.
Yeah. So randomness, as you know, in the blockchain space is a bit a hard challenge because, at the same time you have like multiple machines, it's a distributed network. So making within that distributed network, if every machine runs a smart contract, changing from a state to another, if every machine comes up with its own random number, you won't have the same state transition. So pretty much the machines would have different state. So they wouldn't, you wouldn't have consensus. And this is why randomness is a hard problem. Like the problem here is that you could seed that randomness so that all the nodes would reach the same randomness. But if you seed it, then it's not unpredictable anymore, which you could still use for other use cases where randomness doesn't need to be unpredictable. But for a lot of use cases where you want unpredictable randomness, well, noise comes in. You asked about use cases. There are actually plenty of use cases, but the main one that we are seeing now is gambling, NFTs, lotteries. But there are so many things like protocol, elections, with randomness. Like some protocols need randomness, especially protocols that need to check on things on a random way. Let's say, for example, Filecoin, which uses IPFS So you need as a protocol to check that users hold specific data, but you cannot check on all the data because you don't have the resources. The network doesn't have all the resources to check on all users if they're actually holding the data. So what it does, it actually checks randomly on specific dates if some user holds a specific block of data. And this is why where unpredictable randomness comes in, because if you could calculate in advance, if the randomness was predictable, you as a miner would be able to predict what you're going to be asked by the network. So you can just game the system and just hold the data that you know the system is going to ask you for. But similarly, this could be for so many other things where you need to check on something, like if the state is going to check on you for something for the government, you cannot game the system. So you need to have some unpredictable randomness that at the same time needs to be publicly verifiable, because otherwise, if it's not publicly verifiable, there is no way for others, for the public, to see that this process happened in a way where it was actually random, unpredictable, and nobody has been able to bias it. And the way we do that is actually we rely on a network, on League of Entropy, which uses DRAND network. The League of Entropy is pretty much some organizations like, Ethereum Foundation, Protocol Labs, Cloudflare, University of Chile, and some others. They do some BLS signature, which is just some elliptic curve scheme stuff where multiple shards of a key together sign every 3 seconds one message. And that signature is actually a signature of one public key, one shared public key. So that public key, which is shared among all these, which is like pretty much like you have a threshold of 50%. Once 50% of all these, they sign that 3 second message, you have your base for the randomness. And with that, what we do on noise, we verify it on chain. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying, like you've managed to do it in a way where it's not happening on chain. And I was just about to ask you, could you delve into a little bit about that, like, because obviously the blockchain's expensive, isn't it? So, what have you done using DRAND technology to try and take it off chain and using, like you said, a message signer to then verify the randomness? Is that like roughly what I'm getting at there?
Exactly. So pretty much the process, we take the randomness from DRAND, we verify it on noise, because the verification takes a bit of like a block space. It's a heavy computation, especially when you need to have multiple bots bringing that. And then once we have it, we send it, ship it over with IBC to chains like Juno. And then it's a cheap transaction because IBC itself just sending that message without the verification afterwards is actually cheap. So pretty much a dApp on Juno would call noise. So we put a proxy. Proxy is pretty much like Polyton. It's like on for DAO. It's just a proxy contract. So a dApp on Juno says, okay, I have this Juno proxy contract. I ask it, give me the next randomness. And then it receives a call back from the proxy. The proxy handles all the IBC stuff.
Yeah, it's clever stuff, but you know, very smart as well when you think about it. And so Gelato and some other projects that I've been chatting to, I can't wait to bring to the chart, are, you know, gaming, gambling, all this kind of thing. Really effective for these sort of applications to sort of utilize the power of noise via an app on Juno, then it's pretty useful then, isn't it? You know, and is it a case of, like, so say, I do have like an application, right? And it's like, say, roulette or something like that, and I need randomness. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I can just call noise, a noise module. So, sorry if the term isn't correct, but I can call that module and use an IBC that can then be implemented into my game. Simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. Also, you don't need to worry about IBC stuff. You just send literally a regular message. Exec message to the noise proxy, and you get the randomness. So why roulettes and all these would use like a reliable randomness? If the stake is low, like just like a $1 thing, you probably won't see problems. Like, but the moment the stakes get high, then you want a randomness that is not hackable, because people would find incentives when the stakes get high to hack you. But if you're, of course, if your contract just has like a $50 and then you're just have like two people gambling on $1, it's not that big of a deal if you get hacked. But of course, when we talk about professional protocols that want to scale, then of course you need something reliable.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Doesn't matter if it's like worth nothing or anything. The point is, you just don't want it accessible at all. Like you say, you might as well build it that bulletproof way in the first place, you know. Yeah. Anything else coming up in terms of, like, I know it's not just all about, you're doing different sort of use cases for randomness and noise. It's not, you know, what other sort of plans have you got going forward, other than, because I know Gelato's kind of utilizing these at the moment. How's that been going on? Has it been pretty much seamless so far? Have they been using it pretty well?
So actually, I think today they reached 1,000 requests. It was very like a limited request for a long time, but then since 3 or 4 days, it's been peaking for some reason. So maybe Juno, the Juno community is getting more active for some reason. Also, we see other protocols coming, and like you can see really these last couple of weeks, a lot of requests being made. Also, one thing, like we've noticed, like the Juno community is really, really active. Like within a few hours, we got like with the Randrop, we got over 7,000 requests for randomness for the Randrop, which, yeah, it's it's quite a lot. It's going very well. Now we're trying to improve on the documentation, on the APIs, because we also provide the crate for developers. So the crate pretty much allows them to use in a safe way the randomness, because of course you can get the randomness, it's unpredictable and everything, but if you could still misuse that in a way, you try to get a distribution for your randomness. Let's say you want to get 10 winners out of 100, but then you could still do some misuse because of some algorithmic things. So we provide things like, okay, just pick for me 10 people or 10 addresses or 10 NFTs out of these. Or let's say I want to create an NFT with, let's say I want to create a hat, but the hat, Viking hat, has 20% of coming, while the other hat is 40%, and the other, I don't know, boot has 15% to come. Then we give all these functions like the noise toolbox, just to create, so a developer could just import that in their Rust and their custom WASM, and then they can just use those in a safe way. Also, we're busy doing some auditing for some dApps, because, well, auditing, like, not really an official audit, but dApps that use us can come to us. They ask for some audit/review. Then we check how they're using the randomness. In a way, it's good for us also, because we don't want dApps, at least the first dApps, to make security issues, because we also know that a lot of people are gonna might probably be copying the code from them. So we try to provide ourselves examples. All the code obviously is open source. We're all about open source. We're all about security. We don't try to go, cut corners and get things done in a messy manner. So for us, the most important thing is security and making sure that DApp cannot make something that is unsafe, even though we make it, we don't make things as straightforward sometimes, or we don't provide certain features just because we want to make sure that people don't. Like, I mean, we're talking about money of people that are going to come to the crypto space. The thing that we offer in crypto and blockchain needs to be safe. So that's the prerequisite and the hard requirement, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. It's some of the some of the examples you're giving there is mind-blowing. It really is. It's something I think when people actually catch on that they can use from it, it's awesome, man. It's we're glad to have you here, man. I'd love to do a little kind of a little example, like a deep dive into your project, man, more. I'd love to like interview you and go through, like maybe we would try and like generate something on Juno. Like I've not got an application that you could actually use, but maybe you could show us like the inner workings and, you know, go over something, man. It would be useful for someone that stumbles across this and just goes, wow, I could use this. And you know, you never know, we could have something built that's amazing just by showing them what these guys are doing, man. I think it's awesome, mate. It really is.
Yeah, especially all the gaming stuff and everything would probably need, like if you want, like even a simple thing, if you want to make, I don't know, like a game Monopoly, it's a game that can happen on a public chain, right? Because all the money, everything in a Monopoly game is public, how much you own, what lands you have and everything. But you still need to roll the dice, so you still have that randomness thing. So, a lot of things, I can't think.
Yeah, tie in together, man, and get it going, mate. It sounds awesome. Thanks for coming up, obviously, man. I just wanted to give you the floor because there's a lot been going on since the last call, like, and I know noise was quite a big thing, and I know you needed some more relay or support because we figured it was going to be quite a big active sort of, you know, like 7,000 requests, quite extensive, isn't it, you know? Good to hear from you, man. Is it Kaya? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, guys. Yes, or Katarina.
Nice one. Brilliant. Thanks again for coming up, man. Really appreciate you coming on the call. That's it.
Thank you very much for the invite.
You're very welcome. That's it for me in terms of updates on Juno. We've covered a bit about the charter. We've kindly had some Tank and Ray speaking. Jake's phone battery died, so we've lost him as well. But yeah. You know the updates now, guys. You know what's happening. You know, we're going to fill these, going to get these sub dials filled. That's the next point of call. And then we can get the council created. You know, there's an update for you also. Just thought we'd post a space here around that sort of topic. And we'll move on, as always, here at Juno. But yeah, like I say, if there's anyone that needs any more info on, you know, if they're interested in any of the departments, you know, reach out to me or Ray. You know the people on this call. Don't be shy. Feel free to ping us anytime. We're always here. I'm going to leave it at that, chaps, but if there's anybody from the community who wants to come up and ask any questions, I'll give it a wee minute before I end the call. Other than that, it's been a pleasure chatting to you all, as always. And yeah, so let me just look at the calendar here and I'll tell you if we're going to host it in 2 weeks' time. That's... so the next call would be the 5th of December. I mean... I don't think the charter is going to be implemented like what Jake was saying. So maybe we do another space when we've kind of, you know, we've ran some nominations and maybe we've got the sub-dials filled a little bit. We'll go for another call then. Other than that, everyone, thanks again for joining the call. It's always a pleasure. We will get this up on Spotify for the next episode and share it around for you guys shortly. Thanks again, everyone. Take care and have a great day or night wherever you are in the world. Goodbye, everybody. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps, clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats, tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity, got a planet in reach, coming standard to each, I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east, y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats, hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets, yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each, motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey, what could be worse, misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs, I'll be numbing up first, before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt, we raping under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.